Welcome. We're going to review just a little bit about the three presentations we went through so far before we start up number four. If you were one of those that got here early enough to get your own syllabus, we will be starting on page 26. But first, I would like to do a little bit of review. Some of you were here yesterday, but some of you were here just partially yesterday. And just for space, 8/11, if my math is right, is August 11th, 1840. That's when the first angel's message was empowered with the collapse of the Ottoman Empire in fulfillment of Revelation 9, verse 15. The second angel's message came into history in June of 1842 when the denominated churches in the United States, the majority of them, began to close their door against the Millerite message. And then the third angel's message arrived in history October 22nd, 1844. Yesterday, our first presentation was basically setting down some principles of prophetic study. And then part two, we looked first at the parable of the ten virgins. And that would be sermon number two in your book. And we pointed out, we tried to emphasize that when Sister White is identifying the history of where the parable of the ten virgins was fulfilled in the Millerite time period, that she incorporates into that history Revelation 14. Because in Revelation 14, we find the first, second, and the third angel's messages. And we read more than one passage where Sister White was dealing with when the first, second, and third angel's message arrives in history, and she interchanges the teachings of those messages with the parable of the ten virgins. She was understanding that the parable of the ten virgins that arrived in history from 1840 to 1844 was happening in conjunction with the fulfillment of the first, second, and third angel's message. The point is in our first presentation, and you'll have this in your note, there's a quote in sermon number one where she says, we must learn to trace down the lines of prophecy. Revelation 14, the first, second, third angel's message, that's a line of prophecy. The parable of the ten virgins is a line of prophecy. And we're told as students of prophecy that we are to bring line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little, there a little. And that's simply what Sister White was doing. She brought the history where the line of prophecy identifying the fulfillment of the parable of ten virgins, the history of 1840 to 1844, she brings it out, and she brings the line of prophecy in Revelation 14 right over the top of it. She brings them together. And we read one quote. It's in your notes. I want to remind you of it. She speaks about the first, second, and third angels' messages, and I think it's in one of the quotes from Selected Messages. I think it's book two, but you have it in there. And at the end of that quote, when you find it, she says, by pen and voice, we are to continue to present these messages. And she's already talked about the three angels' messages, showing from the line of prophecy, this is the very last sentence in the quote, showing from the line of prophecy the things that have been, this history, and then she says, and the things that will be. So Sister White clearly taught that the historical fulfillment of the three angels' messages is a history that we are to use to show people what happened when they came into history and what will happen in the future. And in our first presentation, we also read a quote where Sister White says, the parable of the ten virgins has been and will be fulfilled to the very letter. So she's told us that the parable of the ten virgins was fulfilled to the very letter. It's fulfilled again to the very letter at the end of the world. She's told us that we can show the history of the three angels' messages, Revelation 14, and by doing so, we can show what takes place at the end of the world. So that's two places where she's saying that history is repeated. And then in our third sermon, we went into Revelation 10, and we showed how Revelation 10, when the mighty angel comes down in verses 1 and 2, with his foot upon the sea and the earth, Sister White plainly says that was Christ, and what is symbolized by him putting his feet upon the sea and the earth is that